but now the profits are high. But today he's 40 years old, going on 20, and he hears a sordid affair, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside him, you know she understands that he's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
There is a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Lafarge until early Tuesday morning. Also a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Viola from late tonight until late Wednesday morning. And a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 a.m. Monday for Grant, Iowa and Sauk counties. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, then partly cloudy skies expected the rest of the overnight hours. Lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. Partly sunny skies on Monday with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., with some areas getting up to 1/2 inch of rain, high 89. Spotty showers and thunderstorms across the area Monday night, then clearing out during the overnight, low 66, and mostly sunny and less humid on Tuesday, with a high of 82.
It's the country you remember when country wasn't cool. It's classic country, that's true country, every Sunday night on WRCO-FM 100.9 with Bo Hinrichs. This edition of Old Country is sponsored by Dairy Hardware, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Furniture, Decor, and More, Jay's Power Center, Gokenauer Insurance, House on the Rock, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, and Cardinal IG.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars.
It's the 10 o'clock hour of Old Country, still going strong on a Sunday night. Johnny Horton, we just heard The Battle of New Orleans. Up next, a duet by Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, Home on the Range. Roy Rogers was born on November 5th of 1911, passed away at the age of 86 on July 6th of 1998. He's nicknamed the King of Cowboys. He appeared in almost 90 motion pictures, as well as numerous episodes of his self-titled radio program that lasted for 9 years. Between 1951 and 1957, he hosted the Roy Rogers Show television series. Next on WRCO's Old Country, here's Home on the Range by Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Bloodshot eyes and looking at that long-legged woman up ahead. What she does simply walking down the sidewalks of that city makes me think about a stray cat getting fed. She's got a whole lot of motion in her soul, I know, but her soul ain't the place she lets it show. She got a body, oh yeah. She got a motion, oh yeah. Lord, I'm blistered, oh yeah. She done tore my soul apart, put big blisters on my heart. What a mighty crazy cooking way to go. Boom, 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 wall, wall, wall. I got great big blisters on my fingertips from reaching in my pocketbook and picking out the bills. And I got tiny white blisters in my throat from trying to ease my nervous tension, taking all them patent pills.
And ever since she started running round from bar to bar, I just can't eat a bite or keep my stomach settled down. She got a body, oh yeah. She got emotion, oh yeah. She done got me, oh yeah. She done tore my soul apart, put big blisters on my heart. What a mighty crazy cooking way to go. Wah, 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 wah. She got a body, oh yeah. She got emotion, oh yeah. Oh, I'm blistered, oh.
The story is about an ex-truck driver being named John James Wall before his friends blackballed him and nicknamed him Pinball. I gathered this story from a truck stop in Gallipolis, Ohio, when this old fella, I'd say 70 years old, asked me to buy him a strong cup of coffee and a piece of good apple pie. I bought the coffee and the pie for the old fella, and I'm awful glad I did, because he winked his eye and smiled and says, my, my. Then I noticed in a few minutes with trembling hands he pushed a part of his pie and coffee back and looked at me with tears running down his poor old weather-beaten cheek, and this is what he said. I'm an old hog hauler. I drove a big truck. I shot the pinball machine, but it caused me bad luck. But all I ever made in a pinball machine, I'd get four catty-cornered, then I'd miss the 16. I wish that I'd love them old pinball machines. Many weeks they have cost me to live on sardines. I called my wife on the phone. The first thing she says, John, when can you come home? I've got a load of hogs and they've got to go. I'll see you when I get back from Chicago. She says, John, you know I love you. I wish you wouldn't go. Send your baby some money. They are hungry and cold. The last thing she said, and then she hung up. John, you've give up my loving and just a drive an old truck. My trip on to Chicago. I was gone 2 months 'cause I shot up my dough. When I got home, my family was gone. The best friend I had rung my telephone. He says, John, I guess you wonder about your babies and wife. Pneumonia got your babies and your wife took her life. I've lost all my friends, I can't sleep for bad dreams. I dream about an old truck and a pinball machine. I never will forget the last words that that old man said. Oh Lord, if I could live my life over. And then he fell dead. They tell me John is a clean-cut young man at the age of 19, but now he's in his grave, a victim of a big old truck and a pinball machine.
Highways that wind and wander across this lonesome land sure can get weary sometimes, especially when you get a flat on the old diesel. I was barreling down old 77 one day, and I just passed a hobo who had given me the thumb. And I gave him the thumb back and kept going. And wouldn't you know it? About a quarter of a mile further, I pulled up on the shoulder with a flat on the right rear. And as I stood there looking at it, shaking my head, uttering some profane syllables, the hobo walked up and said to me,
"Have a flat?"
"No, thanks, I got one."
"It ain't too bad, it's only flat on the bottom."
Oh, brother, you could tell this guy'd been out of circulation for a long time.
"What you gonna do about it?"
"Well, I was just gonna look for a man to help me fix it."
"Good, I'll help you look for him."
"How about you?"
"Yeah, how about me?"
"Well, I mean, how about you giving me a hand?"
"Oh, I'd like to help you, buddy, but I'm too light for heavy work and too heavy for light work."
"And too lazy."
"Well, that might fit in there someplace."
"Well, thanks a lot. I'll fix it myself."
"And I'll supervise the job. Say, old buddy, how about giving me a dime for a piece of cake?"
"Well, if that don't beat all, and it's cake you want."
"Well, today's my birthday."
"All right, help me fix this flat and I'll buy you a full dinner."
"Okay, you got a deal, but let me see the menu first."
"Look, Buster, you know hard work won't kill you."
"I don't know. I lost several wives that way."
"Come on now, you look strong enough to work."
"And you look handsome enough to be a movie star, but I see you're pushing this old diesel."
Surely you must have done some work."
"Oh yeah, I work now and then."
"What do you do?"
"This and that."
"Whereabouts?"
"Here and there."
"I see.
Now, when you gonna give me that dime?"
"Sooner or later."
"You can kid me if you wanna, but I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't change places with a guy that had $1 million.
"Yeah, how about 5 million?
"Not even 5 million.
"How about 10 million?
"Not even, well, nah, that's different. You're talking real dough."
"Now, look here, you no good, mangy, knock-kneed, bow-legged, ball-headed, two-bit hobo."
"Who are you calling bow-legged?"
"Now, look, you're going to help me fix this flat or I'm going to break your..."
"Careful, chum, you'll bend the soup."
"Now, for the last time, are you or ain't you?"
"You get so excited." "Okay, I'll help you. Let me take a look at that tire." "Just as I thought. That ain't no blowout, just a slow leak. Hand me that tire pump."
And friends, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. That tramp took that pump and with one hand, mind you, pumped that big tire full of air in no time.
"Well, what do you know? No flat."
"Partner, I want to thank you. Hop in the cab and the next stop we make, I'll buy you the biggest steak and the best cake they've got in the house."
"Sounds like a winner."
"Just one thing, though. I noticed you only used one hand on that tire pump. How come?"
"Oh, I don't know, except this arm's broke."
"Broke?"
"Just a little bit."
"Oh, I'm sorry, old buddy. How did it happen?"
"Well, it was like this. I got a hold of this copy of the Playboy magazine."
"Yeah."
"And I thought it was a Sears and Roebuck catalog."
"Go on."
"And I broke my arm filling out order blanks."
"Oh, no. Come on. Let's hit the road."
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40 plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
WRCO 100.9.
Had our number changed today, although I hated to, but each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you, and it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Maybe now. Not in the book now, so you better write it down, just in case your love for me should ever come around. You might want to call and break the news to me. Just call Lonesome 777. I keep the telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you've changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be. I'm at Lonesome 777. The only one I'm given our new number to. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call Lonesome 777-203. Just call Lonesome 77203.
Pull out of Pittsburgh, roll down the eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, she's running like never before. Well, the speed's on her head, alright. I ain't seen a cop online. Pills on my eyes, open wide.
dog was born on a beautiful morning, and I felt very proud. Let's just say it's not every day that you see me cry out loud. Hair like sunshine and smile as warm, and the prettiest eyes you'll find. One day last spring, my lady and I found out those eyes were blind. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy. They sound so pretty to me. Tell me about the butterflies and all the things you see. Well, over there, Buck, lies a beautiful meadow with the colors of gold and tan, with the smell of hay and the sound of crickets. Here, Buck, take my hand. And I wish you could see that big oak tree with its limbs reaching up to the sky, and a bed of flowers growing at its feet, and a big yellow butterfly. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy, before they disappear. Save a butterfly for me, Daddy. On his cheek was a tiny tear. So we packed up our bags and our hopes and our dreams, and we all went to town that day. I sneaked off to the hospital chapel. I got down on my knees and I prayed. Save a butterfly for my boy, Lord. I sure need nothing for me. Send an angel of joy to touch him the way that he's touched me. Now there are things in this universe that we just don't understand. Open window came a butterfly to land on Buck's small hand. The doctor's face was strangely white, as if it just couldn't be. But the light was in my boy's face. Daddy, he said, I can see. Save a butterfly for us, Bucky. We're all so blind, it seems, that we've not seen the magic in the power of a little boy's dream.
automobile,
looking for a bottle in the middle of the night, looking for a chance to hold daddy tight. Washing little diapers every day, big doctor bill we're gonna have to pay.
Went it t'other way. Turn your spells to the right, and in the night you'll hear some good buddy say,
"Breaker, breaker, got a picture taker. Old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CB. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxes and all them buyers out there flip flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life, you see, B's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers and Hot Biscuits and Earl Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers young and pretty. When all of a sudden there come a call over my CB ringing wall to wall. Said, "Close the double nickel, said you hit the ridge, cause there's a smoky picture taker t'other side of the bridge." Oh, mercy. Appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle out? Come on. Got any county mounties out there prowling? Come on. And he said,
10-4 back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon town. Gonna see my mama, sure. Well, the birds are gone. Let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
All right, White Knight, hammer down, you got the mean machine here. Well, there I was streaking, my needle was a-peaking, right around 79. That old diesel juice was a-getting loose, and everything was fine. When wall to wall, I got a call from a front door Big Bear trapper. Said, "Break 19, good buddy of mine, you got a smoky and a plain white wrapper." Well, I jammed my stick and lost 20 quick, you could hear them gears a-tearing. I got passed by a Beaver in a Camaro when I was cruising along and going so slow, I could count every button on that frilly blouse she was a-wearing. Of course, they weren't the one. "Hey there, Super Trooper." "Yeah, that's a crafty smoky over there at the CB of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one off of Super Trooper. Come on."
In four, back door, put the pedal in the metal. What you waiting for? That old white can't stay inside. Gonna leave you here and say no more. How about it?
Whoa, now, buddy, that's fight and talk. I'll get up there and blow your doors off. Fly hammered down like I had wings. Little gravels in my wheels going ping, ping, ping. About the time I hit 92, I saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true, but there it was, it going blue, blue, blue. Uh-oh. Bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot. Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig. Right there and then it come to me all the while. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadows, smoky bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Break 19 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, smoky old buddy, tell me if I'm right, or you my front door, you the White Knight, come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. You and a heap of trouble, boy, for sure. Gonna read you your rights and treat you fair. Just pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, cause you gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight, running front doors that White Knight. How about it? 40 miles over speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
That's it, cotton pickers, I've done been grounded. My tail in jail and my rig impounded. So when you coming through the Georgia night, don't never get no front door called up. White Knight. No, wind up in the pokey with Smokey. I'm gonna pull that old CB thing out.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Bosqueville invites you to furnish your home at a great value. At Furniture, Decor, and More, you'll find a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, and mattresses, as well as a variety of accessories, all at very reasonable prices. For an enjoyable, low-pressure shopping experience with great customer service, make the short drive to savings at Furniture, Decor, and More on Highway 61 in Bosqueville. You enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
3. Tonight I'm gonna sit in on the Grand Ole Opry. Solo, big wheels roll. Solo, big wheels roll. Solo, big wheels roll. King of the open road. Out of Louisville there's a truck stop with a pretty little miss.
Red So Vine with another trucker classic, King of the Open Road, here on WRCO. Jimmy Dean is up next. Now, maybe you haven't heard of his music, but you probably have heard of his sausage, Jimmy Dean sausage. That's right, the same Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean, born on August 10th of 1928, passed away at the age of 81 on June 13th of 2010. He became a national television personality, starting on CBS in 1957, and rose to fame for his 1961 country music crossover hit Into Rock and Roll with Big Bad John. Here he is, though, with Down Comes the Rain.
Down
teardrops trickle down to the floor. The raindrops trickle down outside the door. Every time I trust in you, it always ends the same. Down, down, down comes the rain. Well, I swear I won't be fooled by you again. But a little time will change my mind, and then when my need for you gets greater than my fear of pain, down, down, down comes the rain. What a fool, what a fool made of me. Yet I leave and never throw away the key. And I know it won't be long till I'm back to play your game. Then down, down, down comes the rain. What a fool you made of me. Yet I leave, but never throw away the key. And you know it won't be long until I'm back to play your game. Then down, down, down comes the rain. Down, 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 down comes the rain.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida and spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She said, "Son, are you coming by?" And I said, "Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two." And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered, today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in a flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, "What's wrong, son?" He said, "Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year."
Roses for Mama.
Said, "I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses, cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them with just a dime." Well, the little fella's story kinda touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden the door flew open and he come running back in. He said, "Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses." He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery, I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and said, "This is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses." Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, "Lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee?" She said, "No, not yet." I said, "Well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me."
To call you on the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home, "What can I do to help?" I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I said with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My world would end without a memory of you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? My darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately how I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping, every dream I dream of you somehow? Have I told you that I'd like to share your love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My world would end without a memory of you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? Oh, darling, I'm telling you now.
I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. This old barnyard heifer got me blue down to my shoes. I get up every morning before anything stirs. I get smacked with a tail full of cuckold burrs. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. This old wall-eyed Jersey ain't worth the cud that she chews. I work hard all day of bringing in my crop. Then I have to milk you and you won't give nine drops. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues.
So, stand still, you leather-headed old heifer. I'll hang a knot on you with a rail in a minute. Sick and tired of coming out here every cold morning trying to milk you. Now stand still. So now.
I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I don't know why I don't sell you, except look at the money I'd lose.
You put your foot in the bucket,
kick over the stew. I swear I'm gonna swap you for a blue-nosed mule. I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. Now, look at here, old heifer. I'm really gonna tell you some news. Even though I said you wouldn't give 9 squirts, bless your old heart, I love you so much it hurts. I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blue. Get over, gal. Milk 'em in the evening blue.
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You've been content to let me shine. You always walked a step behind. You were the one with all the strength.